You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. Today, we are pleased to welcome Shannon Cacillo, an expert in experience management. Shannon has worked in the software as a service space, or SaaS, for over 10 years and has dedicated her career to improving employee and customer engagement. Shannon is currently the general manager of Medallia Canada, said to be the global leader in SaaS-based customer experience management, and is responsible for its growth across Canada. She leads a team of passionate medallions who work with some of the country's most iconic brands to deliver superior customer and employee experiences. Essentially, they help companies win in the marketplace by engaging customers in all of the moments that matter and providing that feedback directly back to employees that can make a difference. Welcome, Shannon. So great to have you.
Hi, Shelley. It's great to be here and happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday to you as well. So you're joining us from Toronto. And how are things going there today so far?
Great. I'm actually on the outskirts of Toronto. I'm about an hour west, and it's nice and hot and humid, getting ready for a great weekend. So everything is really great, although I used to travel to British Columbia quite a lot out on the West Coast, and I definitely miss it. So looking forward to traveling back out west soon.
Nice. So tell me about your current role at Medallia and how you got there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm so fortunate. I work in a really incredible company and I've got a wonderful team. And I'm the general manager of Medallia Canada. So I really lead a group of highly talented individuals across the country. And I am in a sales role and, you know, in a part of our sales organization. However, I work really closely and high collaboration with my marketing, professional services, and our solution principal team as well, very closely to really lead our customer and employee experience and, you know, work with really incredible organizations as well across Canada.
That's great. So tell me a little bit about Medallia, and it's a SaaS service and that drives customer and employee experience. What does that mean?
Great question. So we were founded over 20 years ago and by two people, Amy and Berga, and they were traveling consultants all over the world. And, you know, they would stay at hotels and they quickly realized that there wasn't this, you know, they weren't able to provide feedback in real time. So when they had a complaint about the hotel room, they weren't really able to give in and not be acted on. So that really inspired them to create Medallia. And they had this vision. You know, can we imagine a world where customers and employees are able to give constant feedback, real-time feedback to the organizations that they're, you know, consuming products with or they work for, and that to be acted on all levels of the organization. So It's, you know, a really expansive company. We work with the majority of Fortune 500 companies, you know, large, medium, and small across Canada. We work with the majority of the financial services, great retail partners, insurance, you know, manufacturing, you name it, you know, they're really working with us to really uncover great signals from both their employees and their customers to really ensure they're providing really phenomenal experiences.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about these signals. How are you collecting this data?
Great question. So traditionally, feedback was, you know, given mostly in the form of surveys. Shelley, I'm sure that you've been to maybe a Marriott hotel and you've provided feedback in like a post-day email survey. And it continues to be a really great signal to organization is this concept of surveys. But as technology continues to innovate, what we're able to do is really, you know, derive a lot of insights and data. And we've gone from collecting feedback from the very loud minority through surveys, and now we're opening up all type of signals from the very, you know, silent majority. So example of signals that we're collecting would be, you know, your digital journey. So we acquired a company called Decibel, where we can session replay and we can really see what customers and employees are doing on the digital platforms. So we can tell and we're gathering feedback from people without asking them. Another really great signal I get super excited about is what we call speech analytics. So there is a gold mine of insights from your contact center. And I think traditionally, when you think about feedback from a survey, you know, it's, hey, Shannon, you just called this contact center. Can you give us your feedback on that interaction? But Shelley, when you call a contact center, it's generally only after you've maybe gone online and haven't had a great experience, or you've gone in branch at a financial services, and then you, like, your last resort is actually calling the contact center. So what we're able to do is derive those speech analytics through our native text analytics solution, and then really ensure that the feedback is getting to the right people. So that if I call the contact center because maybe I forgot my password, that feedback can then go to the right team internally at that organization. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to gather as many feedback, as many signals, as much data as possible, and to really, you know, give those to the right people to make the right decisions as fast as possible.
Right. That's a really actually a good point, is that the majority of people that are providing feedback, it's because of a negative experience. And I'd imagine that the positive feedback that you receive is just as valuable, if not more valuable, than negative feedback.
You are hitting on a topic that is, yeah, extremely close, and I'm so passionate about it. And let's take Canada. We are generally really great, nice population. And something really interesting that we saw throughout the pandemic is that Canadians were really going out of their way to promote and recognize those frontline people that were, you know, there's a health and safety concern, especially in the beginning. And we saw, you know, huge increases in NPS. And a lot of the really amazing partners and companies that we work with noticed this very quickly. And they started to recognize, how can we start to take all of this positive recognition, really leverage it to activate and to recognize our frontline people? You know, one airline in Canada that we partner with started to use all of that positive recognition as their North Star, so that when their frontline people showed up to work, they understand why they're there. Again, you know, something that you'll hear me say, and I talk to a lot about our organizations about, is like really maximize the potential of that recognition by making it public, because we all know what gets recognized gets replicated. So how can you take that positive recognition coming in from your customers and making it as public as possible?
Right. And what does that look like? Can you provide an example of how that positive feedback or that data would come through to the company, and then that would be translated into sharing that information?
Yeah. Why don't I take a personal example? So there's a gentleman on our professional service team. His name's Rob. Incredible. Such a hard worker. And he just does phenomenal work with our clients. Our professional service team are just standout group of individuals. And so a week and a half ago, a client of ours provided very specific recognition for Rob. Like, Rob is incredible. And we don't ask them, like, we don't ask them specifically, give us commentary on Rob. We ask about Medallia and the team and how we're doing. And in the comment section, which is a goldmine of data, they said, you know, Rob is incredible. He is responsive. He's so amazing to work with. You know, we're a large FI that has a complicated processes, and he gets us. So I saw that, my leader saw that, you know, all rungs of the organization were able to see the hard work. We all know that Rob does great work, but hearing it from a customer. And so what I did as a leader is I made sure I shared it, right? And I talked about it with his leader as well. And especially during this pandemic, when we're all working virtually, and I don't think it's as easy to pat somebody on the back and give that kudos. It's been great, like that faucet of positive recognition.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And I'm sure that went a long way.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the carrot versus the stick, I think, is like, you know, an old age adage that we're all trying to understand. But I think in our personal lives, if we can step out of the walls of an organization, you know, everyone understands the power of recognition, the power of positive motivation. I just, like, you know, very right before this podcast, I was trying to get my kids to do their laundry, and which is like, it's awful. And then I, like, something in my head clicked. I was like, Isla, you did such a good job putting your laundry back together a couple of weeks ago. Like, I know you can do this. And yeah. I think that like your spouse, your friends, and me personally, I work really well on positive recognition. So yeah. when you're able to take all that data and all that stream of feedback for your customers, there's so much power in the positive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that's a good reminder for us all in all facets of our life, for sure. You spoke a little bit about surveys, and that's how data was traditionally collected. But I know that there's been a lot of advancements in technology specifically related to AI. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we were built on this foundation of like a native text analytics. And so as organizations continue to drive more data into their platform, it becomes increasingly more important. Well, what do I do? Like the so what, right? Mm-hmm. And so really leveraging AI to make sense of that data is incredibly important. So for example, I had mentioned like our speech analytics, you know, a contact center leader can't spend their entire time, you know, she's not listening to all of the calls, but what they can do is really leverage text analytics to understand those topics. And what we do with the text analytics topics that comes out, like password, long wait times, empathy, we actually correlate it to how much of an impact that's going to have on the NPS, because various, not all topics, not all complaints are, you know, created equally. And so we really start to derive, like, if you fix these three things, it's going to have X, or it's going to have, you know, a greater impact on your NPS and overall customer and employee experience.
Absolutely. And I think too, a lot of times you're not just looking for isolated complaints or isolated things. You're looking for trends. And I imagine that AI can really do such a good job of narrowing in on those trends in order to collect the data that's most relevant to the customer feedback.
If you can imagine, you know, nobody can see around the corner, but I think what we can do is leverage technology to see as close around the corner as we can with it. And if we think back to last year, early March, the entire world changed. And a lot of the organizations that we're working with were using that feedback in real time to really shift their tech stack, their operating processes as much as possible. And that AI and those topics around COVID, you know, cleanliness. And so by bringing that up and bubbling it, it really helped redefine and start to help them build processes that were going to work in this new world. And we continue to learn a lot through feedback as well.
How did customer experience change during COVID?
Well, I think customer experience has always been incredibly important. I don't think any leader in an organization, and it's really interesting when you think about verticals and different industries, they would all, I believe, you know, would say this is important. What I think happened, though, over the last year, it became priority number one. And not only, you know, taking care of their customers, making sure that they were learning and adapting to this new world. What I also think is what happened, which is a huge silver lining through all of this, is this, you know, focus on the employee. And organizations, you know, have had great HR programs, you know, the annual employee survey. But what this shift has done is says, then those organizations that take care of their employees, that's going to have a lasting impact and legacy, not only on their talent, but on customers as well. So I think the customer experience continues to heighten importance over the last year, but I also re-witnessed, you know, a really big shift to really focus on that talent and employee, which again, I think is a really wonderful change in the dynamics of organizations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you do speak a lot about the connection between company culture and the success of a brand and a business.
Absolutely. So, you know, employees are often the smoke before the fire. So when we talk to organizations that are launching really big CX initiatives, customer experience initiatives, often the first question, you know, we'll ask is, well, how are you collecting, you know, that data and feedback from your employees? And because they're generally the first line of defense. And I really don't believe a company can, you know, create phenomenal customer experiences without also creating phenomenal employee experiences. They're hand in hand and you can't separate them. And I think that culture, when you think about great organizations that you love to shop at, that you're a consumer at, if you look at their EX scores, if you look at their Glassdoor, like I can guarantee they have an amazing employee culture and there's a big focus on that.
Absolutely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And is there a connection between, or what is the connection rather, between customer experience and employee experience? How do you treat that data? Do you collect it the same way? Do you collect it differently? What does that look like?
So organizations can collect it in various ways. I think it's really dependent and a reflection of their culture. You know, I'm working with a big Canadian software firm that love Slack, that leverages, that's how they communicate with each other. And it was really important for them to have a single pane of glass when they're thinking about employee feedback. And so they wanted that feedback really seamless and integrated within Slack. And we've got great integration. So we're, you know, we are able to do that. Other organizations, for instance, so mainly communicate on email, like airlines, for instance. So then they're really sending out those feedback links through emails. So it's really dependent on where the organization is, you know, the type of workforce that they have. But I think the really great thing about technology right now, it's not a one size fit all. And even we want to be wherever the employee is. And I think it's becoming increasingly important to have like a very seamless employee experience when it comes with different technologies. And so we're trying to integrate, you know, be where the employee is and just make it completely frictionless. So anyways, to summarize, comes in all sorts of fashions. Make it easy, make it fun, make it simple, because especially when it comes to technology with employees, you really got one shot and it has to emulate how they work with various brands and their everyday consumer lives.
Yeah. And how often are you collecting data? Is this something that happens all the time or is it, do you recommend once a week, once a month? What does that look like?
I wish there was a silver bullet answer on this one. Again, it's dependent on the culture, the goals. What we're finding is that a lot of organizations are moving from the annual survey. I think we've all been a part of that. You know, there's like a month lead in and there's a bunch of emails like, get it done, get it done, get it done. And then, you know, maybe you get the report a month or 2 months after it starts at the top. It's, you know, a 50-page PowerPoint. Maybe it gets down to the management leadership. So we're seeing an acceleration in the shift from the annual to more kind of pulses and across the employee journey. So, you know, again, it really depends on the culture. I work with banks that do the pulse surveys once every 2 months. But then I'm also working with organizations that are collecting feedback throughout the employee onboarding, which is really interesting. We're also collecting feedback on the tools that employees are using. So it can be an everyday thing, but we want to make sure that it's not a nuisance. And more importantly, we want to make sure that organizations are acting on that feedback. Because if you are collecting a bunch of data, you're taking time out of the employees' lives to give you their voice, you have to be in a position to have a communication back to them to really act on that.
Yeah, I think that's very important. I think there's a lot of data out there and there's a lot of noise out there, but it's how can you actually filter through that noise to isolate that data that's most important and then obviously acting upon it?
Yeah, And I think acting upon it comes in different forms. And so I work with a lot of executives that say, well, this is great, but we know what they're going to say. They're going to ask for greater pay raises, you know, and we can't do that. Mm-hmm. And it's not about mm-hmm. doing everything that they're asking for. It's about providing context. Right. So mm-hmm. one organization we work with, every quarter, they collect feedback from both the customer and employee. And every quarter in their town hall, mm-hmm. which is part of their cultural fabric now, they say, hey, here are three things mm-hmm. that we're going to do based on the feedback collected from our employees and customers. And here are three things that we're mm-hmm. not going to do and why. And mm-hmm. once your frontline, right. once your employees understand the why, they're just like, oh, mm-hmm. okay. Thank you. We appreciate that. And then you'll see adoption mm-hmm. of the feedback continue to increase over time as those communication channels, as that culture of activation continues to get that flywheel going.
Right. And so this is something when you're working with your clients, it's, you know, data is decaying obviously at a very fast rate. Mm-hmm. And so you're working with them to make sure that that data is always relevant and always current. And that could mean, I'd assume, different things to different companies.
Absolutely. And, you know, the feedback and the signal story, especially when you can integrate it within your tech stack, becomes so mm-hmm. such a powerful and, you know, tool. And let's take marketing, the marketer, the CMO. Imagine you have mm-hmm. a budget for your marketing initiatives per year, and mm-hmm. You're trying to figure out the best ROI. So now what mm-hmm. organizations are doing is they're taking the feedback collected directly from their customers, and they're able to really derive higher ROI in their marketing spend based on the mm-hmm. feedback that customers are giving. So it's just been incredibly powerful. And again, it's that around that activation, how do you activate data as best as possible to mm-hmm. drive the best experiences? And it's been really exciting. Yeah. You know, working with the other, you know, tier one tech, like, you know, the Adobe, the ServiceNow, the Workdays, the Salesforce, to really have this, you know, highly integrated tech stack to make the data, you know, work as much as possible. So it's, you know, a 1+1=3 situation.
Yeah. Tell me about CMOs and the role of EX and how you would recommend that is woven into their roles.
So I've been at Medallia now for 5 years, and it's been really interesting mm-hmm. to see over the last couple of years the conversations that we're having with the CMO and how big mm-hmm. Part of that conversation is now around the employees. And I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I think we're so fortunate, you know, our CMOs across Canada of these firms, like they're just good people. Like they really do care about mm-hmm. the organization and the people they lead. It's such an honor to work with them. So what they're having conversations with us is, you know, how can we collect more feedback from our employees about the customer? And so we have a lot of acronyms, but VOCI, voice of the customer through the employee. And so that's a really great signal. And marketers are really interested in learning from the employees about those customers. Like, what are the new trends that they're interested in? You know, when they walk into a retail store, what is resonating, what isn't? And what we actually mm-hmm. find mm-hmm. the adoption of these feedback from the employees is actually more than the traditional HR ones, because employees are so hungry to have a voice, and they want their organizations right. to do better with this, and they know what's happening. So they really feel a mm-hmm. part of that vision and that brand strategy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one organization in particular, phenomenal CMO, really thinks about brand and then the CX EX as like two sides of the same coin mm-hmm. when it comes to marketing. Mm-hmm. So how do you really mm-hmm. activate that? How do you activate the brand on the front line, really leveraging the employee and the customer feedback?
What kind of trends are you seeing right now? And do you see them differently in Canada as you do compared to the other markets that Medallia is in?
We're seeing a lot of the same trends really across North America, you know, this increase in the amount of feedback signals that organizations are looking to collect, really, you know, going above and beyond the survey. How well integrated can we bring the tech stack together? I think there's been, for most organizations, you know, they're buying tech, but it's still very siloed. And bringing them together is a challenge that they'd, you know, want to really uncover. And then, you know, what I think is really a really interesting trend and is working with a lot of organizations right now is on this concept of video. And so yes. we acquired a company called Living Lens. And I guess it was early 2020, before the pandemic. I think my CEO must have like a crystal ball when thinking about what's going to resonate. But we now have the capability of getting video feedback, both from our employees and our customers. And I think you can tell, Shelley, like you and I, we're video right now. We're on this great platform. We're looking eye to eye and you can tell, like I move my hands around and you can tell my mood. And there's a lot of emotional intelligence you can really gather from video.
Yes.
So we're working with a lot of organizations to gather feedback from customers. And what I love about this is that they can then build like a video reel from their customers.
Okay.
And then they can use it in marketing campaigns, or they can use it to kick off an event, or they can use it to, you know, increase alignment between the organization and the customer. Here's what our people are really feeling about this product. Here's the impact that you are having on our customers day to day. So that's been really exciting. And then as a leader myself, and we're thinking about employees, you know, it's been hard. I think there's a lot of silver linings to COVID, but I miss my people. I miss being in an office.
Yeah.
I miss hearing about Molly wanting a dog and just, you know, like the stuff that's not in that business conversation. And so videos really helped us collect feedback in video format for us to really understand what's happening. So this isn't an easy situation by any means. So it's been really great on the employee side as well.
So how have you been introducing video? What does that look like?
Yeah. So what we can do, or what a lot of organizations are doing, is when they ask for feedback from their employer customer, they're giving an option to include video within it. So we just launched a employee feedback survey a couple days ago at Medallia. It was through Slack. And instead of like writing everything down, I could just do it through video, which I love because I'm a big talker and I'd rather talk than write.
Yeah.
And then I can actually transcribe into text analytics as well, like transcribe in a text. And then we can leverage the AI and the text analytics to really derive those, you know, those critical insights. So at scale, it really has powerful. But I, you know, I love this concept of bringing these videos together and these reels and really leveraging it internally within your people to drive change.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And are you seeing that people are quick to adopt video, or is that something that is a slow growth?
When we first acquired, I wondered that. I thought, are people really, I don't know, are people really going to walk out of a retail store and get it and bring it? But it's actually, it's so easy. It's so much easier, right? And life is all about, as we continue with technology, how can we make this easier? So it's actually highly, highly adopted. A lot of people ask, do you see it more with younger people or older? And it's across the board. You know, there's definitely not an age segmentation.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you see this with the TikTok generation and reels and it's video that's really driving a lot of those social media channels. And I think then, you know, video in employee experience and customer experience would just be an extension of that.
Absolutely. And we have to stop separating the consumer experience and the employee experience, because the expectations are exactly the same, and you have to show up as if your employees are consumers to really compete for talent. And I think we're seeing that. I don't think by any means we're through this pandemic, but we're definitely seeing this kind of war of talent. And, you know, a lot of employees are asking when they interview, you know, how are you going to listen to me? You know, how are you going to react to the feedback that I'm giving? And we're also seeing like what tech do you have in-house? that's becoming increasingly important as well, is your tech stack for your front line.
Right. And people just want to be heard.
They really do.
So however you're collecting that data, everybody at the heart just wants to be heard.
Absolutely. It's just a psychological or physiological need that we all have. And then how do you ensure that you have the right tools in place to make it frictionless and simple and fun? It should be fun to, you know, these like 30 page surveys. I've never been like, oh man, this is fun. Let's like have a good time. I'm more like, oh man, I better get a glass of wine out and get through this. But I genuinely love working on this roadmap that we're creating because it's a great thing. And we, you know, we touched on it earlier. If you give me the tools to give positive recognition, it's actually like that makes me feel good. It makes me feel really good as a human being to recognize other people. So, you know, the adoption of it is just going to increase.
I know you work a lot with Fortune 500 companies, some of the leading technology companies and SaaS companies. How does a company, a smaller business, how can they incorporate data and customer experience, employee experience in their workflow, in their strategy?
Taking care of your people, regardless of its customers and employees, is not a big business initiative, or it shouldn't be. And I think organizations of all sizes, you know, can benefit. I actually think when you're starting out a company, really listening, learning, adapting, and changing is critical to the growth and the success of a company just starting out. So at Medallia, we have tools and tech in place. So we actually acquired a company called Checkmarket, which makes it incredibly easy to, you know, build different feedback and an inexpensive way to collect. You know, my mom and my aunt, they own a small business here in Ontario, and I've been talking to them a lot about as well, right? They don't have the budget of, you know, one of the big five in Canada, but they definitely understand that it is critically important for them to listen and learn. And, you know, there are the tools in place. And I think data as well. This isn't just a big business, you know, data. We really have to ensure that leaders across the C-suite have access to the data that that's going to matter to them. And luckily, there's tech in place and continues to be really great net new players entering the space where it can be affordable.
Great answer. What's next for Medallia? What's on the horizon?
It's just, it's so exciting, you know, to be a part of this category creation of collecting signals and, you know, equipping organizations to have higher emotional intelligence, to make better decisions, you know, to maximize shareholder value as well. So it's just really exciting. And we're going to continue to push the envelope about how organizations are thinking about signal collection, you know, the importance of employee. We're going to see a lot more on that as well. And then I think we're going to see a lot more investment in our product roadmap around the digital platforms and how really to listen and learn by not even asking. So there'll be a lot more investment there. Again, we've got a great leadership team that for, as I said, they must be psychics. They truly understand what the future is. But more important, like we're listening, we walk the talk. We're listening to our clients and we're asking them, like, what do you think's on the horizon? And, you know, we have monthly councils that get together where our CPO is learning and asking from our clients. So I always find that really super interesting as well, is, you know, asking our customers and employees and building that a part of our product roadmap.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Shannon. It's been so insightful chatting with you today, and I appreciate you taking the time. Is there anything that I haven't touched upon that you'd like our listeners to hear about?
No, I'm, you know, extremely grateful and honored for the experience. And, you know, I could probably talk all day, Shelley, for 8 hours about Medallia. I won't, don't worry. But if you want any more information, I'm on LinkedIn, Shannon Cascillo, or medallia.com. Find out more, give us a call. We just, you know, a great group of people and, you know, growing rapidly and would love for many more organizations to be a part of this journey.
Well, it sounds like such a wonderful company, both in the way you treat your employees as well as your customers. So for anyone interested in customer experience and employee experience, please be sure to check them out, as Shannon said. And thanks again, Shannon. This has been really insightful.
Thank you, Shelley. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.